پنج تا خیلی ما از در پنج تا شد خود
And that you don't say that 10 lines from the top of the other.
Mark also writes about the six different things that Chizkiyah Melo did without consulting the other Chachmei Hador, without consulting the Rabbanim of the Sanhedrin. So three of the things that he did, the Chachamim were masking with him. The other three, they were opposed to. Shishizvan wants to Chizkiyah Melo on his own.
He did major. So he did six major things that he didn't consult the others.
Agimel Hozolo and three things that Chachmei Hador. Masking Agimel Hozolo. Agimel Hozolo, the three things that they were masking were, number one, Gana Sefer Refuah. That was what the Gemara said before. That was the connection here. That Chizkiyah Melech was married in Shayam, and he came and he told them, in Chameis, he's going to die because he didn't marry, he didn't fulfill the Tereviyah. And then he did Shuvanis, he was responsible for the Rabbi Shalom, and one of the Takonis that he was responsible for, Kodesh Bofa, saved me in Echarsisi, I'm such a great tzaddik, and my school saved me, and so on. So he said, what's Saved in Echarsisi, what are the good and nice and saving that he did? Shagana Sefer Refuah. So the Gemara Taka says, the Chachmei Hador were masculine. That was the proper thing, that he was going to Sefer Refuah, that the people should be responsible. Rashi says, they should be Bakshu Rachim, the top line in Rashi. They should be misspelled a little more, they shouldn't rely so much on the medication and on the doctor. So that was Gana Sefer Refuah. Vodol, keep this Nechash and Nechash as well, because the Pasuk says they were worshipping Avodah Zarah. So even though the Nechash and Nechash was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, was done by Al-Pi Tzivun, the Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everybody throughout all the generations saw that they were worshipping Avodah Zarah. They saw that the Yidden were worshipping, but they were afraid to check on Moshe Rabbeinu's Nechash and Nechash. But came Chizkiyah HaMelech and he destroyed it because it was Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says Mechulis. That's Mokum Menichu Menar Shemayim, his God. And some of it is on, and some of you are obligated to destroy. What was the third thing? What was the third thing? Dear Rashi himself, I'll leave the Shochavol and Rahoy Dulor. We got this far listing, no? Yeah, I think the listing we said was, the Rabbi Nissen Goyen on the right hand side of the daf tells you to look in the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara gives the reason why. The Gemara says that if a person suffers the Zayinus after he dies, so then he gets more of a Kapor. So that's why Chizkiyah HaMelech, his father was an Adam Rosh. So although there is a din of Kibbutz Rabbi Yeh, and although there is a din, even Lachamish, and although there is a din of Kibbutz HaMelech, his father was a Melech also, although there is a din of Kibbutz HaMelech, even Lachamish is HaMelech, but nonetheless, Rashi writes in Sanhedrin, yeah, since the father was a Rosh, so it says not to be Amko, but so both of my to Amko, so therefore there is neither a din of Kibbutz Rabbi Yeh, nor a din of Kibbutz HaMelech, Lachamish. Mechayim, it could be that it was. Nechayim by Kibbutz Rabbi Yehim by Rosh Zamachalikus the Rambam in the Torah. The Rambam says in Hilchas Mamrim that there's a din of Kibbutz Rabbi Yehim even if the parents are Rishonim. And the Torah is against the Gemara. The Gemara in the first daf in Israel Neshech, second daf in Israel Neshech says the Feirish that the father died and he left a lot of money which he had accumulated from lending the ribbis. The Gemara discussed in giving. The Gemara discusses the issue of the children giving back their nidus to Tzutza. If the father still alive, he has an obligation to give back. The father died, but the children have no obligation, the Gemara says. But did they Az Rahman or the brave way Az Rahman? The obligation to give back the nidus only on the man who collected the nidus. The children are not Mukhiba. Then the Gemara says, not Mukhiba, you can't help the nidus. But then you can't keep it out, they should give it back. So the Gemara says, keep it out. The Gemara says, the father was a Russian. What kind of keep it out? The father was a Russian. Not to be uncle of the Gemara says, no, Hachaman's Kima, and the father did Shuba. So they should do it back. What kind of faker, what kind of tshuva is that? He did tshuva and he kept the money. If he wanted to do tshuva for Ribbon, he did that. The Gemara says he did tshuva right before, he didn't have a chance to give back. He really had the day to give back, and he didn't have a chance, and therefore the children had to give back. So you see, the perishing was that there's not been a tshuva da'ah with the father of the Russian. He didn't do tshuva, so the story is, how can the Rambam say there's a din of tshuva da'ah with the father of a Russian against the Gemara? So the different territory that they give. So the yeshiva, that's the yeshivish territory. The yeshiva, they say that that's the territory. That Mechayim, the Rambam holds as a din of kibbutz, even if the father is a Russian. Racha Moshe, the din of kibbutz doesn't apply. That's the Gemara there, and that's the Gemara here that Rashi in Sanhedrin says over here. That his Yom Melech didn't feel compelled to observe kibbutz. Racha Mishas Ovi. Because the father was a Russian. Mechayim, maybe Rashi holds like the Rambam also, that there isn't a Kibbutz, even if the father is a Russian. But Racha Moshe, no. And the same thing by the Melech. It says, who's running in front of Racha Parosh, or Racha was Zach Mafur, small to Russia, he never had a Havamina, it's a sugar. He was a Russian, still is a dinner, straight on Melech. And Yo, Navi has to be Mechabit in public. In private, the Melech has to be Mechabit in Navi. In public, the Navi has to be Mechabit in Melech. So the Rebbe is saying, he's a great Melech, he's a Melech Rosha, and Racha Moshe not. If the Melech is a Rosha, there's no din of Racha Moshe. If the Melech is not a Rosha, there will be a din of great Melech, same Mechaim, same Racha. But if the Melech is a Rosha not, the Tanakh is it's a different din. Great Melech, and with Kibra Abiyan, according to the Rambam, Mechaim is a Shibut Dinor Machaveiro. I owe services to this person. So what's the difference whether the person is a tzaddik or rosh? If I owe you money, make the difference whether you're a tzaddik or rosh. I owe you service. I owe you kibbutz. I have to pay you whether you're a tzaddik or you're not a tzaddik. Kibbutz is services that you have to give to the person. But Racha Moshe, there is no shibbutz bin adam chaveiro. So what's the nature of the din? My kukash kvaydam kvaydam rochem. To be mechabed the parent is an indirect way of being mechabed the Rabbanu Shlom. So that's only by Mezvan Amurim. If the father was a tzaddik, the father's a Russia, you're going to say that being mechabed a person was a Russia is an indirect way of being mechabed the Rabbanu Shlom because they're all parties together. Shlosh Yishut Fingesh Vodam, the father and the mother and the Rabbanu Shlom. So being mechabed the father is an indirect way of being mechabed the Hakkadah Shlom. So that's only if the father was a tzaddik. Father's a Russia, not. So that's what the Maharsham explains. That Nechai, you see the Rav Nechayim, you can say it applies even to a Russia because the Shibudim, you owe services. The Kibbutz, Racha Moshe, the Rav Shibudim to a dead person. The Nevi Rav Shibudim to a dead person. So the most you can say is that it's in the Rav Makayim and in the Rekhay, in the Chabad Rav Shom, so the other Russia is missing. The same thing by the Nevi. Right on Melech Nechayim is Shibudim, everyone is a Shibud. The service in Melech, whether he's a Tzadik or a Rosh, in the Chuyim. But Lacha Moisoi, there's no longer any Shibudim that Adam Mahave. So the most you can say is that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real Melech, and the Melech is only a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think Hamamlach Melech, that's what the Rishonim point out. Hamamlach Melech is the Melech HaMlucha. The Rosh Hu is the real Melech, and the Melech Baruch Hu is only a representative of his. That's what the Mordechai writes in Masechet Kitu, why HaMelech Shemachal Kvay Dei Kvay Dei Machu. Because the Melech is Ishkin Balabas and the Melech on the Kavod. The Melech only represents the Rabbanu Shalom, the real Kavod is due to the Rabbanu Shalom, he's the real Melech. He's the Melech Malchay Amloch. They can say, Mechayim, the Kavod HaMelech, is a din, Shibud, the Rav Machabeiro, I owe him services, and whether he deserves it, he doesn't deserve it, whether he's a Tzadik or a Rosh, I have to give him the services. But Lach HaMoisei is only if by being the Chabad the Melech, it will be taken as an indirect way of being the Chabad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it was a Melech Rosh, isn't it? That's for sure. You have to ask the Shaila on that also. That's the Shaila when you say, Hey, Maisa, Maisa, Amcho. There's no Dina Kvayda Melech, and there's no Dina Kibbutz Aviyei. How far does he have to be an Hey, Maisa, Maisa, Amcho? How much of an Hey, Maisa, Maisa, Amcho does he have to be? So the Mishnah Kima points out that the Dina is Shulchan Aruch. The Machlekes, the Rajbo and the Rosh. Some Rishonim hold has to be a Eilat Mait Amchus in the extent that he's Manish Dina Kenochi. Has to be a Eilat Avid Izore. Or he has to be a Mum of the Red Dina Hatzer, Chal Shabbat Zerfahesi, and the real report. But Rata, he was a Balaber here, Balaber there, that doesn't count. And others disagree. You know how Sinus says. He passed him the other way, because the Gemara says the father took Riddis. The father shot Riddis, the Gemara says Eilat Mait Amchus. The person takes Riddis, his Mum of Dina Hatzer. It can't be Mitzachim Dominion. No, it's not. He's not being a Tachim. He's even a Gemara, and he's living in Avera. If the person is a Mumma, if a guy does once in a while in Avera, that's not called a Mumma. But if he's a Mumma, it's a one Avera. So that's the thing. If they know it's a Mitzachim, so that's his name being a Kibbutz. Okay. But you said that, how does this one doesn't necessarily follow that the one who violates the laws of religion should be given nothing, no health thing.
Because it takes over
the I'm making myself into a nothing.
Well, I think the other Jew who says I keep myself like a nothing, he has to do. How do you say no? That's what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. If a parent dies, a relative dies, so the din is you have to observe avela. So what if the person who died was enoy to my samcha? So it's in the finish that there's no avela. So to what extent does it have to be an enoy to my samcha that there should be no avela? So it's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. How do we pass in the Shulchan Aruch? There's a series in two Ramos. One seema next to the other and there it is. So one place the Ramah writes has to be the real before. And the other place the Ramah says not so. But if the father was a Ghana, or the father always ate traces, or the father always Machal Shabbos a Tina, he just did one Avera. He always smoked on Shabbos. Everything else he kept. Rashi doesn't mean Hitler. Rashi is a Palavegas. So in this theory, Shachet, that's the Shofanara. And the Geha Vakamash comes up every week. It comes up every day, Shai. Is that a din about Palavegas? If a person dies and he doesn't see religious from one area or another, wasn't this, but he wasn't so anti-religious that it was Mamish Dinakar. He's a Zakana for something. So on this theory, the rest of the Tzatzeifer says that Terence is Halakhamite, and that's how many times when I did Tzatzeifer Terence. He says that if the person wasn't happy Terence, then it's hard to assume that he did Shuva, unless you heard that he did Shuva. But if the person wasn't an happy Terence in Zayas, just that he was Mazalma on a certain issue. Then he says it makes a difference. If the person suffered at the end, he was sick and he suffered some while at the end, then we should assume that he probably was cutting the tshuva because of his suffering. But if he died suddenly, then you have no right to assume that he was cutting the tshuva. Then he says, the din is, this is not it. A gadot. A yid was a gadot.
What is his din for this?
And what do you do with the life? Did he cheat the din? Yeah, he cheats the din is by lying, then he's a gadot. That's how to distinguish the deceased. The deceased on the Gemara and Ezra Meshach distinguishes like this. The Gemara there talks about the children covering up on the father. The children got the Yerusha. I'm a mayor of Ribbis, a table of Ribbis, dishes of Ribbis, they got table of Ribbis, so we shouldn't keep it up, the Gemara says they should keep it up. They shouldn't maintain it because people are going to say, aha, that is definitely got Ribbis. Since the Gemara says we're not covering up on the Bezoi and on the father because it isn't the father, that is the Tshuva and Ribbis. So they don't have the keep it up on that area. They have a chiyuv to cover up on the father on the area that he was never chayuv to the Tshuva. But the Nesit says that's all the Gemara Mass says. What does it mean to say that that's absolutely no chiyuv keep it up at all? The father was a Russian and that is the Shulim. It just meant in that area to cover up on the fact that the father did this Avera, but he did the Avera. He was never chayuv to the Tshuva. So why do you have a chiyuv to cover up? He did it. That's what he claims. And the Marashan calls by Yerushalmi that it's a different chiyuv. Chiyuv to Yechaim Avah HaMisa. Yeah. Everybody's ruggled. Everybody's ruggled, and somehow we consider that like shady.
What is the melech? The melech only a melech swell, even a melech akum. When you say a mamlech meloch, it goes on melech akum, no? It only goes... Lucy the ankle, only mamlech is the amkul.
No, but it is some kind of course that's in the Gemara in Sahed, but Rashi and that Gemara, not words, it's a good sign. Rashi and that Gemara in Daf Memchess, I think, the Daf has to equal to Memchess. I think Rashi on the top of Memchess and the Alvin Sahedrin says that the reason why it wasn't the violation of Kippur Davin, it wasn't the violation of Kredah Melech, because it was a sovereign, it was a king, it was because it was a Rosh. So by Melech Rosh, by Yavid Rosh, at least Lachamisa, for sure, there's no being told. Mechayim, maybe, but Lachamisa, no. Has he allowed with Malchus for what?
The Aedus.
Sigmar has a discussion on that top whether there's Malchus. Yeah, but that's not real. Even if there's no Malchus. Agamus, let's say Agamus is no Malchus. It's silly. It's enough to pass to make him a fellow. No, if the person is Mechabed Atzmo Lodas, then you're not permitted to be Mechabed at all. But we usually assume that people are Mechabed Atzmo Shalom Lodas. Atzmo Lodas means that the person, people commit suicide out of aggravation, out of depression or something, they've lost a lot of money, lost a marriage or something. So that's called Mechabed Atzmo Shalom Lodas. That's what all the parts say. The only time Mechabed Atzmo Lodas is Kederach HaFilosofim. Like the philosophers who are existentialist philosophers, and they hold that life is not worth living, so the sheep that they kill themselves, that's out of aggravation. That's called Ma'amarat Samadar. Yeah. That's called Ma'amarat Samadar. So then there's no Yomim from the bigger truth. So you're not permitted to have them at all. No Shiva, no nothing. But most of the kids, 99% of the suicide, they are suicide. But that's called Ma'amarat Samadar. So it's awesome. Not that it's Mutter, but. Yes. There's a shaman in Shofanach whether the shiva is only kovod ha'meitim or is both kovod ha'meitim and kovod ha'chayim. Nafkamina is, but the shiva in Shofanach Nafkamina is what if the person before he dies leaves the sefer, says he's never on his covenant, let the children rejoice, let them have a good time, they don't have to absorb any shiva, any shloshim. So Yid-based Kodesh Avelut, which only applies by Yavi, the Ima doesn't apply by any other relatives, so clearly that's only an Ima of Kibbutz Avim, so that's the Beferish that I'm more. And the other day, it quotes from the earlier Rishonim, the Beferish, as the parents, I'm working on the covenant, so there's no Avelut Yid-based Kodesh. So what about shiva and shloshim? Shiva and shloshim, the Ramah doesn't have the sin. But that's not like the fifth stitch of the quote says Shama. The Shiva and Shloshim, which applies to all crises, is that we shouldn't cover that mace only? You call it the Shafi? Or do you say no? Cover that mace and cover that mace. Cover that mace. So the fact that he wants to be Michael doesn't help. It's cover that mace in general. That if a person dies, and no one observes what they're supposed to do, I'll be loyal to humanity. He's not above us to be Michael on his cover. That's a dream. So much like it's not like
So we don't.
Yeah.
Person is a Russian, so we celebrate.
Yeah. So Rahma, what were the three things? The three things that were held in law were Tifes Mechash and Achash, is gonna take her tourist, and Girak Mitzav Amlik Meshachabam. He was Mevaz at his father. You have a good kashya. Why did Rashi have to say in Sanhedrin that the reason why he was permitted to be Mevaz at his father Laham Yisa was because the father wasn't there to Maisa Amcho. Say that this was the cover. He wanted to give the father a kapara. This is the cover. It's a good time.
I don't know.
I'm doing them a favor. No, I mean, this is, I think that's what the Gemara says that. I think the Gemara says that. Rashi on that daf says that he's very nice to my son. But out of the two joints, he's very nice to my son. He's not covered. He's saying that he did him a favor. Apparently, the two different things, he did him a favor. There's no din of kavod. If there were a din of kavod, I'm not allowed to do my father a favor by slapping him and beating him up and beating the bazaar. And even though the bazaarian is a favor to him, not the din of kibbutz I'm not allowed to. So Rashi has to explain why the father was angry with my son, so there was no chiyuv kibbutz. All right, so there's no chiyuv kibbutz, but still, of course, it's my father and she got that he has to be my father the son. That's what the gemara says. What's the normal favor? Finally, you have to have the combination of both.
Yeah, have the both explanation.
So what were the three things? These were Hodala. If I give him a law Hodala, there were three things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did that the Chachamim on his own, he did on his own, and the Chachamim were opposed to them. They were unhappy about them. Number one, Sasa Meha Gichon. It was Meha Shilawach, there was a Mayon. It was right near Yerushalayim. Rashi says, Shilawach is a Mayon. It's right near Yerushalayim. And he stopped up the source of the water because he was afraid when the enemy would come, they would have water to drink. So he didn't want them to have water to drink, to sink, to put the city under siege. But that was an answer. Just like one, it's Baltash, just like one, it's prohibited from chopping down trees, even the shot from a chum. But when you chop down trees at the end, you won't have... Then you're laughing. But if there's no Takonis Bethoshim, you start chopping down trees in order to give the enemy a harder time. But it's not going to make or break the war. You just want to get the day off. But that's what the Chumash says, you know,
maybe he
does
that he'll
stop
them from
sinking,
they'll leave, they'll go away.
The Chacham himself, the Chesed was not correct. Maybe that was his question. Oh no, Rashi says that on the next one, I think. The Gemara says the next thing he did was keep saying Dalsa Sahecha Vishikman Melech Ashur below Hodulo. He wanted to appease Melech Ashur that he shouldn't attack. So he took off the gold plating from the walls of the Beit HaMikdash, from the doors of the Beit HaMikdash, and he gave it to Melech Ashur. It was worth a fortune of money. He gave it to him to buy him off that he shouldn't attack. So why was below Hodulo? What's wrong? The thing is that because Nefesh is Zecha Kalat HaRasur, so Zecha also giving away chunks of the Beit HaMikdash. What's the Yisra Mi'ud? Mi'ud the Hekishto. Neither the Hekdish not Yahai by Yahweh, so what was wrong? So Rashi and Tzachim, and that's up, Rashi and Achnun Zov, right? But the reason why was, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them the Nevuah explicitly, the Ganos Eliyahu Azayis, Laman David Avdi, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk later, the Ganos Eliyahu Azayis, the Shia, the Ma'ani, Laman David Avdi. He was told the Nevuah explicitly, there's nothing to worry about, everything will be taken care of. The city will be protected, but the Rashi tells you, the Chor of the Achnun, don't worry. Where did he take down the golden place? That's what Rashi
writes.
That's what Rashi writes. Yeah, because then
that's
not what the intending
rule was to pray there. Because otherwise it would go home to them.
I don't remember, right? Was it the same occasion?
Yes, it was the same thing. So what happened? He sent him this and then he didn't want to accept it, or he accepted it and came to war anyway. Mm-hmm. If it's the same heat,
you
must have
been there. You have to send the water. Yeah. Could be. That's what many tiny today. They tiny based on that Rashi. You see, from Rashi, both of these might not allow to give away the Makal HaMikdash. It's because we have an Nevuah. But it's not as if we didn't have any Nevuah, that the Arabs are going to... I'm not going to win if there's going to be a war. Maybe we have to give away the Makal HaMikdash with the initial line with
it. It was a question of giving away. We won and we didn't take it. That was the problem. Mm-hmm. Not the problem they gave away that they shouldn't win. We had won. We could have taken it in 67 without any problem. didn't need any Kuvan there.
The Shad is now. No, the Shad is now. Is it permissible to give away Yerushalayim with everything for the sake of peace? Isn't it Shalayim that you think that will be? Is it Ishke Chodin? There won't be a Chodin HaMedina. There won't be a Chodin HaMedina. We don't have any Haftacha today, right? This Haftacha was only he was the Chishya Melech was told. So it's not Kodesh Bochum. We can also leave ourselves to Hashir Amani. The Boy Shom told him that he doesn't have to worry. But the man is there, theoretically, we have no Haftacha. But maybe if it makes sense to make it work. That's the Shalom. They're getting the gold from the doors of the Beit HaMikdash. So why should it make a difference?
It could make a big difference.
So I'm giving away land from Eretz Yisrael as a bigger out there than giving away the walls of the Beit HaMikdash.
The gold
belongs to the Beit HaMikdash, the Hegdash. Give away the land of Eretz Yisrael as a bigger out there. Yes. That's what Mohammed's Mitzvah is. The Torah says that sometimes you have to wait the Mohammed's Mitzvah, even though you know that people's lives are going to get lost. When is the Mohammed's Mitzvah? All Mohammed's Mitzvahs are Molech. You have to fight even though you know that you're going to lose. Not only does Baruch Hu going to make a mess, but sometimes Mohammed's Mitzvah is by an army. You have to fight even though you're going to lose. A Mechemish Mitzvah, another kind of Mechemish Mitzvah is, if you're going to have fighting about who they want to take away your land, Eretz Yisrael, not Torah of course.
Yeah.
They want to take away Eretz Yisrael, that's under Jewish control, they want to take away, that has the status of Mechemish Mitzvah. See, even if you know that you're going to lose, that Mala is probably going to lose a lot of lives, that's called a Mechemish Mitzvah. Provided, of course, you have to have a couple of conditions, provided, of course, that you have a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, so that you can consider the army of Jewish armies, that's the Shiloh. So there are many in Eretz Yisrael who don't consider it a Jewish
government?
You don't consider a Malchus Yisrael?
Yes.
If you don't consider a Malchus Yisrael, if it's not a Yiddish government, so then it's not a Jewish government, it's not a Jewish army, so you say, can't discuss Mohammed's Mitzvah. Mohammed's Mitzvah gave the right, it's a Jewish army. Not a Jewish army. There are Jews. Let's say you have a Jewish battalion in the French army. You have a Jewish battalion in the British army. That's not a Jewish army. So if you have the Apikurism running the government of Eretz Yisrael, that's the Shalom. Is that called a Yiddish government? They're not from. They're not arguing how they're from. They're the first ones going to be right there. They may find out what's in there, that's from. Everybody knows. They're not arguing whether they're from. So the pastors is, the Yiddish government. The Yiddish government, the Yiddish army.
The Malachim who were worse than the people now, and still,
I think so. That's exactly why they're fighting in Eretz Yisrael. If the Arabs, if the nations of the world wouldn't consider it a Jewish government, they wouldn't be fighting so much over there. So obviously it's a Yiddish government. But that's the one condition. It has to be a Jewish government in order that it should be a Jewish army, in order to be a Mohammed Mitzvah. It's not a Jewish army. You don't discuss Mohammed's Mitzvah. Then the other condition is you have to be fighting a winning battle. Mm-hmm. If you know in advance that you don't stand a chance to win, so then what are you fighting? You've got to keep on losing more soldiers and more civilians, and keep on losing and losing is going to destroy the whole country. But that's the question. Is it a winning battle or is it a losing battle? So that's people have to decide. Those are the two issues that you have to decide. Is it a Yiddish government? If it's not a Yiddish government, then it's not a Mohammed's Mitzvah. So the real reason why so many Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael say that they should give away the land to the Arabs to ready to make peace, because they know that it's not a Yiddish government. They don't recognize, they recognize the government. They don't recognize the government. The United States is a government. But they don't recognize that it's a Yiddish government. It's not a Yiddish government. It's not a Yiddish army. It's not a Machmir force. It's not even a Mohammed Smith. It says it's called Mohammed Smith, it's not a Machmir force.
I thought they're probably a little more religious.
No, that is the thing. But the question is that they weren't as anti-religious as some of the people in the government. Yeah.
I quote the Pashtus,
since everybody realizes that it's a Jewish government, even though they're anti-religious, that's called the Jewish government. That's the Pashtus, like you're saying.
But the one that's reasoning, let's say you give away a peace now, it's not going to stop. Where do you stop? I mean, you give away the whole thing, you just leave,
and you have to go to Borough Park, and let it come there too. I mean, where is...
I don't know.
It's not good.
I think it's a Jewish government, and I think that they're fighting, if they'll fight, they'll fight a winning battle, and they'll win. Why they lose lives. But that's every country. The fight in the United States lost lives, but they were fighting little skirmishes because of the honor of the country. And that's called fighting a winning battle. So in order to maintain what they have in Eretz Yisrael under Jewish control, I think it's a winning battle. Yes. What was the third thing that he did? Strange in Tanakh, it says, Ibad Nisim and Nisim al-Hajullah. It says in Divyat Yamin that in the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, they brought the Korban Pesach, Shalai Kakosu, and they celebrated Pesach at the wrong time of the year. So Amod Rezach. The remark is, what did he do? Iber Nisim Dinisim.
So
here comes the Pesach, and they brought the Korban Pesach for a long time. What did he do? So the remark says, it was a Shana Pshuta, like this year. Shana Pshuta only has 12 months. And then came Nisim, and there's a Nibla Kodesh Nisim. And then, after just 1 month, that he should have made Shana Beres. So in the tenth of Nisan, everybody's getting ready. You know, by the holding ready by the state, are they ready to clean the hall? So he makes an announcement, there's going to be a Shalmo Beres, and now is Abba Shady, and next month is going to be safe. So the Mar says it was too late. Even Nisan and Nisan, it's too late. If you want to make the year, so Shalmo Beres, you have to make it before Nisan.
Isn't that a function of the Sanhedrin? Isn't that a function of the king?
I'm just saying, if the Sanhedrin didn't approve it, so how is it, so how did he pull this wrong? Do we shall like you did?
There is a machlech of the Rambam and the Ramban. Do you require, you don't require that, all you need is Bezma to make you go Hashem. Do the three have to be appointed by the Sanhedrin, or can you get any Bezma three? So the Rambam says that the Kiddush HaKadosh Nibra Hashanah is ma'akev, it must be done by the Bez Magadol. No other Bez Magadol has the right to do it. Either the members of the Bez Magadol or the Bez Magadol has to appoint the Bez Magadol. So that was what he did wrong. He didn't have the approval of the Bez Magadol. The Ramban says no, that any Bez Magadol, whoever comes first wins. Any Bez Magadol has the right to declare when Kiddush HaKadosh is when Nibra Hashanah. Whoever declares first wins. I state the Persian and the Chil to the Bez Magadol is supposed to do it. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs, no, that means when you have a Bez Magadol around, so you should consult them. It's not their heirs, and any three people should constitute a Bez Magadol and declare whether it's going to be Shalom Uberes or not, when the Shredish is. It's not right. Bez Magadol is supposed to decide all the things for Klavisa. But the Yevit, if any three got together and they made, so they violated Klavisa Bez Magadol, but it would still be Chabri Yom. And here he made himself a Bez Magadol, and they did without the authorization of Bez Magadol. Bez Magadol was angry, and the reason why there's no good Muhammad day, he didn't come to the Ramban, and any Bez Magadol three, and make Yibba Shon, but here was wrong, because Yibba Nisim and Nisim. He did it too late. If the Nisim already came in, then it's about it too late. Frank did him already, but that's ridiculous. I mean, Chizkiyahu, no, didn't know that did. When he lays the Chizkiyahu, can it be the Chizkiyahu, I know, didn't know this did. Achodesh Azam Lachem Reish Chodashim Zen Nisim Enachem. Nisim, if the Nisim already entered, if the Nisim already began, you cannot declare that the previous year should be declared as a Shalom Aberis retroactively as Pachal. El Zabdik Moa named Tov to the Shmuel. The Maitre Shohai it was guessing, they don't know. Suggesting. Maitre Shohai wants to do like this. Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says the following, since
the month of any given month can either have 29 or 30 days. And the Jewish calendar can never have a month of less than 29 days or more than 30 days.
On Adar, you have to make up your mind what you want this year to be a Shana Mubarak.
So let's say today is the 28th of Adar. You still have a chance to declare a Shana Mubarak. The 29th of Adar. You can still declare that this is going to be a Shana Mubarak. It's going to be on the same. What about the 30th of Adar? So until you could declare that today will be Rosh Chodesh, Adar will only have 29 days, and the 30th day will really be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Or you can leave Adar will have 30 days, and tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that's the Shana. What about on the 30th of Adar? And it isn't declared whether today will be Rosh Chodesh or not, and the Bezin decides they want it to be Hashanah Mubarak, but still it's still holding on our door. So you should say that you have a right to declare today. That was Chitya Amal's session. It was the 30th of Adar, and he declared it as Hashanah Mubarak, and therefore there's going to be another Sheni, and Chaptaran, you saw this again. And that's not right. That's against Shmuel's din. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel has a din. You're not permitted to declare the Shana of the Shana of Beres on the 30th day of Adar. Why? Why the Roy the Kite by Nisan? Since theoretically today could have been
the first Beres Chedish
Nisan, and Adar would only have 29 days. So the 30th day of Adar is up to Sukkot chapter 3 years. It's not really essentially part of the year. It could have theoretically been that it wouldn't be part of the year. So that's why that was the Avera that Chizkiyahu Melech did. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a whole study about this. This is only a violation of Chachilah. But the Gemara says, what if you, on the 30th of Adar, what if you did it and you made a Shana Mubarak? So the Gemara says, wait till tomorrow, don't make today. If you go, if the Bezra Gomel is going to make it 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they're going to declare on the 30th of Adar, Shana Zotain Mubarak, then they're going to declare at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Mekudesh Rishkaidesh. When it becomes a Shkaidesh, it becomes a Shkaidesh as of last night. Last night, the whole day becomes a Shkaidesh. You don't say, don't become a Shkaidesh in Kamala Haba from 4 o'clock till the Shkia. It becomes a Shkaidesh, it's one unit. It's going to come out, it's going to be a Shkaidesh as of last night. So when I made the Hebrew Hashanah at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's in the very middle of the Nisan. It'll be right most of my prayer. So the Gemara says, if you violated Shmuel's din is a Lachat Chila. Hey, my Abba, it's Hashanah, the Yom Shkaidesh, Mishal Adar. What if you violated Shmuel's din? So the Gemara says, don't declare today as a Shkaidesh Nisan, wait till tomorrow, so the Yabit will be good. So the Gemara says there, how can it be that that's what Chizkiyahu HaMelech is condemned of? It says that they ate Chometz with Pesach, and they brought the Chometz with Shemoy Kakotsu. They did it wrong. How is this wrong if he violated the Din Lachatkir and Ibar Hashem? But the Yabit of Ibar Hashem is Kotsu. How can the Tatsu and Ibar Yom say Shemoy Kakotsu? The Gemara says, no, there must have been something wrong. More than that, must be something much more than that. The Gemara is a whole discussion of Sanhedrin. Agmar just gives you the beginning of the discussion. The Gemara says, he violated Shmuel's din. Shmuel says that you're not permitted to make Shana Mubarak, to declare the Shana Shana Mubarak on the 30th day of Adar. And he held, Sobach is the old thought, hold right, right. I mean, you don't say hold right because it is. Since Avkotov today is still part of Adar, so it's even permissible of Chachilah to declare today as the Shana Mubarak.
Why did
you
make
the Rene, but not going to the actual month of this? Today, because the 30th day of Adar.
But to do it the
10th day of this? Right. But that's what the Gemara says. Yishtetmi would never have made such a mistake. That was not the mistake of Chizkiyahu. He didn't wait till after Nisan began. Now, the Gemara back then didn't wait till the middle of Nisan and then declare Shana Zutayim Uber. So when he saw Paul, he declared it on the 30th day of Adar. That's how far our Gemara goes. The Gemara then continues right there. And says that can't be the pshat either. That's only a violation of Chachilah. But he added it would be good, and the Sukkot said that even the evidence was not good. There's no touches it up there. He marked it all pshat.
How about the people of Kutzlar?
Have a problem with
the two days
of Yom Kippur.
The Yom
Kippur, the Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur, because once everybody already celebrated for him, so we all know that next month is going to be safe. And you don't bear a cross, you don't make everybody issues. But that's only the Hatzim. That's only the Hatzim in Allah. But the evidence you'll declare Shana Mubarak is the answer for him. You have to figure out how you notify everybody, but it'll only be a violation of the Hatzim. He did something that was even no good to the evidence. That's the Shana. What exactly did he do? Yeah, that's all Machlokes HaTanan in the first parish in the Gemara. What do you do if they have the Purim and then they declare Shana Zutayim Uberes? Do you have to read over the Megillah on the Chorus HaMegillah Godei Kalishna? Chorus HaMegillah Godei Rishon is Sad LaShana. You have to lay over the Dal Parshias. You have to do over all the Mitzvahs of Purim and the Parshias. You have to do everything over. But the Rosh says over there, what if you knew in advance that it's a Shana Uberes? Then the Rosh says, there's no Shita who would say that you used it
if you do it in the first month. Because the whole Machlekes HaTanaim only is when they celebrated Purim, it wasn't yet, hasn't yet been declared as a Shalom Obed. So then there's some Tanaim, whom we don't partially like, some Tanaim said that they never do a Yetzir with what you did, because the Shaita when you did it, you were doing great. But if you knew in advance that it's a Shalom Obed, then no one would say that you had to be the Evan of others. That's what they're asking. It is correct, but it's not the right month to fulfill the mitzvah.
Don't read the Megillah.
Right, but we wouldn't be able to make a Megillah if we read the Megillah on Shishan Purim. So when I get to read on Purim Kaf Nid, attack all 4 days after Purim. That's what they're all pointing out. All 4 days. After the time of God on all 4 days. You download the Tez Rabba, the Rishi, you download the Tez Rabba, the Shani, all 4 days. But still, it's his mind during which you have to fulfill the mitzvah. And then talk to another thing. The Chapan Achimim, and that's the Shal, let's say, Allah Nisim. What's the love that you say Allah Nisim on Purim? Is it because it's Mi'ein HaMa'ira? Just like you say Yalav Yalva Yan Rosh Chodesh and on Talamah. You say Yalav Yalva, so you have to say Allah Nisim on Purim. Or is it because of the Takanas Chachamim that you're on the Saki? Not just Mi'ein HaMa'ira. It's special Takanas Chachamim that you have to do Mikra Megillah, Shalat Manas, Matanas Lav Yainim, and they made a Takana Halav HaHadoya. Haidoya. You have to say Haidoya. So what's the difference when you say there is a special Takana HaHadoya? They say Allah Nisim because it's Mi'ein HaMa'ira. So if you're not Shemim HaMa'ira, what about Shushan Purim? What about when you have the Rishon and the Sheni, if you have 4 days Purim? If you say Allah Nisim because it's Mi'ein HaMa'ira, so you really should say Shushan Purim. You should also say all 4 days. You should say Allah Nisim. But if it's a mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs HaYayin, one mitzvah is Shalat Manas, one Shalat HaYayin, and then Sudah, and HaHadoya, so then you only say Allah Nisim on Purim. So what do we do? So our practice is, and the Shulchan Aruch says that if by mistake in the edit somebody said Allah Nisim on Shushan Purim, he doesn't have to daven over again. If you say Yalav Yovai in the middle of nowhere, apropos to nothing, so then it says in the Mechaba you don't have to daven over again, and the Tzad says that it's wrong. When his mom is Devish Kohen, Devish Kohen, you have a Shechadish in there, so he's not a Shechadish. So the Tzad says you have to daven over. Mom is asking, in the middle of the day. But even the Tazma says that if you say Yalav Yavari on a day that doesn't go wrong, he's murdered because Atachan Antonu in the middle of the week, you don't have to daven off. Atachan Antonu, you didn't say anything that's wrong. Or if you said Allah Nisim on Shushan Purim, also the Taz is that you don't have to daven off again. But he doesn't recommend to say Allah Nisim on Hafkim. But there were a few Zaylim who held on the Hafkhila. You should say Allah Nisim. And Shushan Purim. They held that Allah Nisim on Purim is not because of the Takana Shalach Manas, Pantanas, Lav Yerim and Haidoya, the special Nisim of Haidoya that you have to tell me. They don't know Allah Nisim is a Dina Dei and Amrita. So on Purim you have to say Allah Nisim, and both days are Purim. When you have another Rishon of the Shem, so all 4 days are Purim. You have to say Allah Nisim on all 4 days. So the Yerim, if you got it, you don't have to daven over again. Even on Purim Buddha, if you got it, you don't have to daven over. But they held on Hatzila. You have to say Allah Nisim on Shushan Purim as well. Our practice is not the most people don't do that. Most people follow what it says in the big Shulchan Aruch and the little Shulchan Aruch. So if you don't say Allah Nisim, I'll choose some food. Just as the year, but if you made a mistake, you don't have an over here. But they write, this in the Moon Catcher and others, they write that they were debated throughout all the generations who held that the Lachashkila, the proper thing is to say Allah Nisim, even on Shushan Aruch. If a person is insulted in a bunch of them and he pleads with them, I did so many mitzvahs in my contagion, so I deserve it, you should give me a break. So even if they'll give him the break, they'll pop him over there and they tell him that it's not in your suit. Because you were demanding in your suit. So they'll let him know that it's not in his suit. And whoever is about our heritage, one who asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a favor, and he says, do it so that the schusam is going to have, then sometimes they will give him the break that he's requesting, and they'll tell him that it's in his schus. So the Gemara is schusam. So the Gemara gives the example. When Moshe Rabbeinu was in the power of the schus, Moshe told the schus, Hachem, Shinam, and Tchol, Yavah, Hamid, Tchol, Yisrael, Abba, Decho, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give Tchol, Yisrael, Ha-Sol, Ha-Yishue, in the schus of the Obis, HaKadosh, and Tchol, Abba, Schusam, Shinam, but the Gemara says, Bayam, Rashi, Yidam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is thinking of just wiping out the Jewish people. It's not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spared the Jewish people in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. So in other words, you see Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal in the schus of the others, and he was answered in his schus. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech was the reverse. He was told of the schus atzmo. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zechor Na'it HaShem Salakta Lufanecho,
And the Gemara said before, on the school study, the guy said he's going to fool us, on the school study, the Shana Chum, the Lutzila, whatever. He felt that he had
Yeah, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, yes, but he said, so Allah, the school Tachayrim, they told him it's not because of what you mentioned, rather because of school study, Shinema.
But not as you request. You requested in your school. But Hashem said, no, not in your school. In school service, in school service.
More than blinking about the heavyweight, he said, so what does that mean? You can say it, but what does it mean? Moore says it did.
He said that he was punished.
Yeah,
but then he was punished as Laman the Lundikosh. Why is Nehemiah? We call it Ezra Nehemiah, two books in Tanakh. But the Gemara says it's not true. Ezra Nehemiah is one and the same book. You're not supposed to have, supposed to go straight, one after the other. You're not supposed to have the empty spaces in between Ezra Nehemiah. You're supposed to be one safer. So the Gemara says, why is it that the book was not called Al Shema? Because he keeps on asking the Kodesh off the middle of the Kaila table. He keeps on saying, this should be Farechim from me as a schuss that I did this and I did that. He keeps on repeating the phrase. Every 10th part, he keeps on saying, drop into the Kaila table. But the Gemara says that he was punished because of that. Because he keeps on asking in the schuss of the Maishim Kaila that he did. So that's the same over here by Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He wasn't punished. He got his request was granted, but he was told by Kodesh Baruch Hu that it wasn't because of his schuss, it was rather because of schuss of it. Finally, Rabbi Shimon Malek, no, I'm Shimon Malek, might have seen. When the Pasuk says, finally, he had a Yeshua, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, had Yeshua, he never showed him, Mali Mar, when he was spared the attack from the enemy, it was bitter. What was bitter? I feel the Bishop Shishino, I've got his brother Shalom, and the Rabbi Shalom told him that it's going to be peaceful. Maruloi. The Rabbi Shalom gave him over the head, and he said, it's not the your exclusive that you requested in the exclusive of my mind and said, it was in the exclusive of David Amnon. No, So the Gemara mentioned before that he, when he was Mishpalatah, but his Baruch Hu says, Vayashim Chizkiyahu Panav El Hakir. That was on the fourth line from the Tanya. When Yeshayahu Novi told Chizkiyahu Melech was going to die because he wasn't able to be Jewish, so it says right away he was Mishpalatah, but his Baruch Hu, Yeshayahu Novi says it's not going to help to be Mishpal because of Xavier. And he said, no, you made a mistake. I feel the Chayav Chadim and Achas Lohi. So the Gemara should still, even though Adam Ha'ach Shlom El Rahman. So the Pasuk says he was Mishpalatah El Hakir. What do you mean, Mishpal al-Alak? Here's the Numa gave different interpretations. So one of the interpretations was that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the HaKal B'Chayimah. Madaf, the Isha HaShunamid was not the son of Elisha HaNavi. And all she did was one little tear. Don't think that she built the whole nation for Elisha HaNavi. She just made one wall. That was the whole thing. So in the truth of the one wall, she had, she was given a schar, a reward that her son was brought back from the, right, to life.
And she had it.
So, that is all right. I, my grandfather, David Amnon, was Shlomo Amnon, they built the Beis HaMikdash in a chito, kol ha-hechel. He coated the walls of the Beis HaMikdash with gold and silver and so on. A lot of comment that they're aiming for me, that I should live on, that I should, and I'm not dead yet. So you don't have to make a clear summation, I'll tell him, hey, kol ha-hechel, you should let me live on and I shouldn't die. That is how the Gemara interpreted here. Yashu Chizkiyahu Panav, He reminded the Rebbe Shalom of the Kalachayma for the tear. That the Isha Shanam only made one tear, and that's because her child was brought back to life. So I should certainly. So now we're going to discuss exactly what happened by the Isha Shanam. Yes.
The Gemara says in the first paragraph in Tanya, what's Mishal Leitan Asar Hashem? The Gemara says it's Rambam in the Seif HaMitzvah says otherwise. But the Masik on the Rambam, so that's not what it says in Mar Tanya. The Gemara interprets the Pasuk Leitan Asar Hashem One is not permitted to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu and demand that you got to do this, this and this for me because I did this and this mitzvah, so you have to give me schar. You're not permitted to demand schar. Well, I'm telling you, Martha, so that's what you see. That's what Titus interprets the answer. Tiva is a mila when the person is mechaven tira shamila. That's a mila, the Gemara says. When the Gemara talks about a chisar, you don't feel it. What does it mean? The Taita says the person relies so much on his tira because he is mechaven properly, he expects that his prayers will be answered. Just because you are mechaven properly, does not tell me that your prayers are going to be answered.
Only
with the Gemara says. Only by mice, and there are more. In the beginning of Hilchot Tzedok, it says that mice of Tzedin is also dealing to mice. The other Paschim disagree. The Jewish words of Paschim disagree. They say, no, the mice of Tzedin is not dealing to mice. Only mice of Tzedok. Only mice of Tzedok is dealing with mice. We are mice. That what was I wrong? The Gemara now is going to discuss what exactly was the Hachnasa Tzavon that the Isha Shalom did. She told her husband, Nasa no aliyah tkir tano. Let's make a little aliyah. The Gemara has a machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel had a dispute. Chadom aliyah prua haita vitrua. They had an upstairs that had a whole room ago built already. But just it was missing the roof. Prua was missing the roof. Vitrua, they put on the roof. That's all. So they just put on one roof. Didn't put on four walls with the roof. The four walls were there already, before Elisha Navi came on the scene. They were just missing a roof. So Mechvazah, Rachnas Ram, they put on a roof. And that was his Kalachayim. That my grandfather, David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, they did much more than one roof. The Chadom and the other man down the halls, so they had a big roof, and they didn't make a roof. They made a wall, a divider, a separation, and they gave Elisha Navi one big color of the roof. And they, the husband and the wife, used the other part. They had no children, but they used the other part of the roof. Zichilku al Mishnahayim. The Frek being a mother, the word here means a wall. The word here doesn't mean a roof, it means a wall. Frek being a mother, Shreb Ramadiyam Achsedro Hoysa, Achsedro, that it was a big room and then put a wall. I understood here. Kir means a wall. Elmandam Aliyah, my kir. Kir means a wall. Kir doesn't mean a ceiling. And we might know, Shikiruha. Tikwa. The word kir. Can be used. It really doesn't mean a ceiling, but sometimes you can use it in the sense of a tikva of a ceiling. Sure. If he said that it was upstairs, high in the chid, that's not aliyah here. Then the same is aliyah. El, or Frank Maramadiyam said, well, if it was a big room and they just made a divider and the guys they gave Elisha Navi, taking more of my aliyah, Tari Shane says the word, that's not aliyah. Aliyah means upstairs. And the second floor, I mean, my name, aliyah means Mahuva should have asked him. It was a very Kabbalistic
roof.
The second part. Like a Shah Anu, it pays, Shah Tam pays, roof on the Shah Anu, it pays Menor Aliyah. What is it? The Gemara says, what does it mean Menor Aliyah? Remove it, Shemin Hatu. Remove it. Then the person continues, so she told the husband, let's make him a little room, either upstairs or one section of the room. But not the Rasham and Mugdif, we'll put over there, meet the Shulchanic, he's in Naira, for the purpose of Achmas Sarchin, and he accepted it. At least Shah Anu, they made him a room and he accepted it. Whenever he came to that city, he stayed over by the Isha Shanam. So you see from the passage that it's permitted for Tam, it's not called the Chil Hashem, it's permitted for Tamachachim to accept Matanus. Let's say they give a Tamachachim Matanus. Is he permitted to accept it, or is it a B'zayin HaTev? So the Gemara says there are different Talmid HaChachim. Some would accept, some would accept. The Gemara says, Omer Abai, became Rabbi Yitzchak, Arot Zavei Hanus, if a Tamachachim wants to accept Matanus as they give him, people are about to invite him over to eat at their homes, to sleep at their homes, to give Matanus. And he said, Yohanan Kelisha. If he wants to be submitted to, we have precedent that Elisha Navi did it and wasn't considered a Chil Hashem. And if the Tamachachim has a policy, sometimes you have one of my policies, they don't want to eat by any Tamachachim, because some of them are not kosher, some of them are not Tamachachim religious, they don't want to eat by anybody. That's a different issue. We're talking Kulam Kedosh. We're talking the whole film about Abbas and everything is kosher. A different thing. Tom Chacham has a promise. He doesn't want to be mad by anybody. He feels that it's a design of favor. That he should go eat by everybody. So the Gemara says, if he has such a promise, he's also permissible. It's not, you shouldn't say, it is not the car of people. If he would eat by them, he'd be able to be in the car of the more. The Gemara says, he could have a regime. If he eats with people, he's a car. This will be. He chooses to be separate and not to eat by people, not to be mad.
On your own, he's permitted to have that policy also. He's not going to be so buddy-buddy. Just like Shmuel HaNovi. Shmuel HaRamati Shlema, the Pesach says, the Shmuel was the Novi, he used to travel around in all the various communities. With Shavasar HaRamati, he lived in Rama. He lived in the city of Rama. So it says at the end of every year, he could travel around until he came to the city. Rama, Kishon, based, so that's where he lived. So the Pesach is very straight ahead. He says earlier that that's where he lived. Rashi says, Kishon Beis Rishteta turned before, that that's where he lived. There's Kishon Beis, Rashi says. We know from before that that's where he lived. Ella Rashi says, Shata is, it says he traveled from one community to the other. Then it says, Kishon Beis. And Kishon Beis goes on every community where he went, he took along his own pots and pans, and his own food, and he made his own sandwiches, and he never ate by anybody. That's how he went to it. Not that he came back home. He got a good night's sleep in Rome. When he finally, once a year, he went back home, Kishon Beis. No, wherever he was. Right.
Okay.
I think the Gemara means that the different Talmidei Chacham have different feelings as to how they should act by which they're Balabas. And so some feel they have to be very close with the Balabas, and others have more of Ashkwa. They feel that that's part of their responsibility, and others feel no, that they feel it should be going on there. And others feel it should be going on there to be there. But he never took anything. That's right, he's sensitive, he never took anything. Everybody. I don't know, that's what I'm calling it. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that if you mekadesh an isha, you can either give the girl a ring, or if the man, if the chasm is not a chasm, and the girl gets hit with a chasm, and he's receiving it, I'm going to consider that he's mahana her. And you give him a chasm, so not a chasm, not a chasm is mahana you. I don't know if that would be a violation of sending my son to Yechiyah to become a chasm, or taking my son, and thereby be mahana the nation. The nation has a gewaldi gahana by giving him a chasm. But still, he feels that it's a design on third, accepting that he wants to be independent, he doesn't want it to look as if cheapening himself. Doesn't say. He goes on anybody. I don't know. One is not in a position that he's punished in the Kabbalah. Let's say I come to a community and my cousin lives there and he likes me to sleep over. It's noisy there and the house is dirty and his wife doesn't cook well. Of course I'm not going to go there. But if everything is normal, then why should I spend money to stay in a hotel? Why should I stay by my cousin? What's better? My cousin is here. Yeah, I found out from having meals. I think it is in such a case. I think it is that you are at the other person's feelings. Why shouldn't he be better? But I think the Gemara goes on a Talmud Chacham on a Novi, on a Mani, something like that. So there's different halachos. So some feel that it's more correct that he should be close with the people who have more of a hashpah on the people. And others feel that they want to feel independent.
I don't want to feel because they feel they shouldn't have hashpah, and they feel they should be independent
The Gemara has the two Hanhogas, that's a different thing, and the Gemara says on Shabbos, you have to eat three suddas, what if the person just makes ends meet, and he only has enough for two suddas on Shabbos? So should he guess the government's doctor for money to buy some herring, to buy some challah, to shalom suddas, or not? The Gemara says, I'll say Shabbat mahal, I'll just tell you. Rather than take money from the pushkit and the doctor, that's a different thing. It's not proper to take doctors you don't really need. And that's called you don't really need. You can still throw two food in the shop. I don't know. If you need, if you take anybody, say please. Yeah. Now, tell you, Mary Elisha, the Gemara says that she told the husband, this man is a very holy man. First, they didn't realize. So the wife told the husband, he didn't know he died, Bikisha, the King Kadesh, who... The husband and the family didn't realize it. But the wife, this is Shanamis, realized it.
I'm Rabbi Yitzhak Chalina. We count the nisbas if we can do the first. Yish and Makaris Yerachem Yosem Min Ha'ish.
Right. So she shows an exception. Good thing that she's going to be an exception. And you think that everyone is the same thing.
I thought that she was so special. The Lord says women in general are better judges. There is another Gemara that Chayim points out, there is a Gemara at the end of Bava Tzir, where the Gemara talks about Avraham Avinu when the Malachim came and he wanted to give them a lot of food, and so he didn't give them as much as he was interested in giving them. The Gemara says, Nika, the Gemara shows from that parasha, that Isha Einer Rov Yochem. The women don't want to, and I'm not so happy about giving away. So the Mephoshim points out, yeah, that the women are a little, sometimes they're cheaper than the men as far as giving, but when they make up their mind, that this is a worthwhile person, then they'll give more than the husband would
have. They have to give goods, but they don't want to have enough.
They save it for the guests whom they think is worthy.
Yeah.
The remark claims that women in general, not just the Eastern Army, women in general are better judges of character than the men. So what does she judge? That he was a Kaddish. He was a holy individual. Where does she see his Kedusha? Kaddish, you'll take me on. No, you have to know. Rabbi Shmuel had a Machlokes. What does she see? Kaddish, or one says, Shalei Rosh, Zul Vayver Al Shulchan. Usually in the Middle East, it's a hot thing. There are flies all over. And somehow the flies never came near him.
But she wasn't big of English.
Yeah. That the flies run away from the Rav Mekudosh. The flies only come when they're Tilchay. So somehow he was like, he was Mekudosh. So the flies didn't come to him. Chadama, the other thing was, no, Sancho, Pishnitzi, Amitasa, she gave him a sheet on his bed, but the Lord to carry her off. She never noticed any shikha zera. So apparently the man was very careful. And even when he was sleeping, shikha zera didn't come out from his bed. That's what it means, Kaddish. Why does it say Kaddish? Who? What's a tzadir? Kaddish? Who should have been Kaddish? The tzadir. He is Kaddish. I'm Abiyah Shmehali. Who Kaddish? I'm sure it's ain't no Kaddish. Gehazi was not so holy. Why? Because the pasuk continued later, says, when the baby died, she had a baby, and the baby just what? The baby died, and she ran to the Navi a couple of years in between. And the pasuk says, when she ran, so Elisha and Navi didn't know what she was running for, so he sent Gehazi to find out what the time our Kodesh Baruch didn't come to know what the issue is. So she started to run, and she started to cry, she fell down, she started to cry at his feet, but Gehazi went to push her away. So the Lashon HaPasuk has the implication that Vayigash Gehazi lahazif for Rabbi Yisrael Shmina Darshan Shachoz Behoz Yopya. He darshan that he grabbed hold of a very improper position. That Rashi says also to Dadel that he shouldn't have done that. A little too much Petersdick. She was crying at his feet. So you go, the Gabbai should go over and say, Shakaherity, talk to the lady, but you don't start grabbing her in the Tabai. So that's what the Gemara says, that she realized this years before. When Elisha Navi used to go around and visit in her community, she knew right away, even before this happened, she knew right away that this Gehazi was good to know. Oigrale, no Tomlin, why did the prophet use the Russian Tomlin? As a connotation, it sounds like as a Shaykhis with the Kohen Tomlin. It's hidden that you bring every day in the base of the Shamar of Yisrael Chalina, all is right. Ban Shalom, you give him a son of the Tamachach and his Adab Chim.
Top of the table.
No, they can demand. The young says they can demand payment of salary. Here means that my son, if they want to give, so you're committed to accept. The David Marsh and the young exclusives, I mean, if I don't have a right to demand the salary, the salary that they can demand is a very minimal salary. It's only top of the very little money. But the Talabat is a shach close to the end of the back. The Talabat had an obligation to be nashir the Talmid HaKham, to give them much more than the Shach HaKham. To give them more, the Talmid HaKham don't have a chiyuv to receive. They're committed to accept it. If they want to have the Hanhagi like Misha Novi, they want to have the Hanhagi like Shmuel HaNovi, so they'll only demand their Shach HaKham and their Nish. And if they want to give more, so they can receive. But the Bach says, that the Pasuk says, the Kibash, 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 No, the Gemara doesn't approach the Chakon HaGadol Mayachol. Gadleiru Mishalachol. That you have a chiyuv to make the Kohen Gadol richer than the other Kohanim had yotzim. And Rashi in Tainus, that quote of Rashi in Tainus says that it not only applies to the Kohen Gadol, it applies to all of the Rabbanim. And all the communities and all the Talmidei Chachamim in the Yeshiva to the Balabatim have a chiyuv. The Balabatim are not allowed to answer it, but the Balabatim have a chiyuv to be Mahanu Ben Nechsein to make the Mashiach. The part of Shana Pasuk is that he never levied any taxes, even though Moshe Rabbeinu had it in Melo, he never charged him any taxes. But it doesn't really say, that's how the Targum says in that Pasuk. Baruch HaMarachot, Lokachti, Shachorish, Shachorish, and I think Rashi says in that Targum means to pay your taxes. He didn't charge any taxes, but it doesn't really say the Seirish that if they offered him a matzah, they didn't take it. You could interpret it, but it doesn't say the Seirish. But Shmuel HaNavi, they interpreted it. That's what it means.
I said, Shmuel HaNavi, because when he went to the Tzai, for them he didn't take, but that wasn't that he couldn't take taxes yet.
But even then he could have charged it. He could have charged it to them. Could have given them a bill, but he didn't. He didn't give them any bill.
Well, why did it take
communion?
Why did it?
What's the why meeting? Why not any
carbon? I don't know.
He traveled all over Europe to raise money. If I'm not mistaken, I think he likes it. I said, when he came to France for that stuff. Or whatever, I'm not sure about him. Have you seen this? I think he writes that he met this young man who later on became the great Hassan Sefer. And we used to say that in the Middle East, that he's Kurdish. Oh, he's a late, he used to come over there for a late. Yes, it didn't last. Later on, I guess he started coming to England on time. But when he was young, he was a few of them, he used to come to England late. Once the Gemara quoting various members, they really quoted about Shaya Navi with Christian Mela. And then they quoted that here. All the drashas about the Isha Shalom. So once they quote all of the members of Rabbi Yitzhak Chanina in the name of Rabbi Yitzhak. Yeah, but also Mokum Gavargi is Paolo. You're not permitted to stand on top of a table or a chair or anything. Mokum Navach, how do you want to? Either you stand on a normal level or you go lower. Shadam on the Mamakin Kurasikha Hashem Tani Amihaka, there's a perception that says, Layam Ram, Law Gabi Kisav, Law Gabi Shraf Ram, not on top of a Shraf Ram stool. The Law is the Mokim Gavari of Yisfal, Elab Mokim Namak Yisfal. The Shane Gabis will say, Mokishanam in the Mamakin Kurasikha Hashem, the same part of the Chsid. Another part of it, that's the same idea. Feel of the Yarni, Ki Yato. What do you mean, feel of the Yarni? Only poor people pray, and rich people have no right to daven. What is it? A person is cursed and he's rich. He's not allowed to daven. So Rashi says, no, Shulah Lohani, he should act like a poor man when he davens. What do you mean? The daven, Nima Machin? Nima Bems is really supposed to be for the Balkari, not supposed to be for the Balkila, If you have Dalar al-Dalar Tzachim, if it's Dalar al-Dalar Tzachim, then you're permitted to daven. Then it's not a violation of Oyman al-Gabi Mokim Govoyah, right? But the Shaila is still. So it's not a violation, but it's still more correct that the Balfila shouldn't daven in the Mokim Govoyah. She really daven, that's how the Rambam describes. The thing in the middle is that everybody should hear the Kriya Shatayra and the Drosha Tachachim. The Rabbi is supposed to do the Drosha, everybody should hear the Balfila. Apparently the Rambam is not so worried about it. So they won't hear the Balfim. They won't hear the Chazal's job. The Chazal is supposed to daven up in the front. That's the Shaila. Is it his prophet to have the Balfim of daven in the middle? But the Hungarian Gedolim came out very much opposed to this. They said it's an Eastern, the Shaila and Hagen, it's against Halacha, that he's not allowed to have the deal of the Emperor is only for the purpose of the Kriyas HaTar, for the Drash of HaChachan, not for the Balfim. So what Ahmed Kenegdom is that there are a few Ishaim who say the same is that in many communities in Spain, they used to have the Batsil stand on the Bima and daven on Gabi Abima. So who says that? The Migdaloi on the bottom of the Rambam says that, the Abu Jum, I think a third source, they say, Kamani, the Mari of the Ishaim. So the Hagir Achaim say,
but it's going to take that kind of thing.
Three different Rishonim. We don't come from each other. They live in different places. So it's not so safer. It never was and it never will be. And it's going to get out of this. I think they write Shasha, if I'm not mistaken, one of the Eilish Lachodach HaSan Sofer was authored, I forgot which one. They have an Igor Sofer in the biography of the HaSan Sofer family. The Chutam Shulish there. Chutam Shulish is the official biography of Rabbi Kiva Eger and the HaSan Sofer, his son-in-law, and the Ksav Sofer. The three generations. And it's written by one of the Ksav Sofer's children, I think. It has all the family stories in it. And he has one of the stories is that one of the said that somebody was offered a position in a bigger kehillah with more money, and when he heard that they have the deacon in the middle, the chazi dama was in there, he turned down the position. And then later on he found out that they do it all over. And then all the kehillahs did. So later on he was offered a position in another kehillah that had the deacon, there was a chazi dama in the middle, and he did take it. And he found out that they would do it in all the kehillahs like that. The Hasidim would do it like that. The Moshe has a tshuva about that. The Moshe says if you can possibly avoid it, the prophet says you shouldn't have the Baltzila Zabin from the beam in the middle because the Hungarians don't have such a complaint about it. But if it's such a big shul that if he's not going to down the middle, the people won't hear it. And it'll be so much noisier than it is. They won't have a sound they won't down in the middle. No one will hear. Half the shul won't hear. It'll be noisier than them. No one will hear. Because you have no prayer. So you let them down in the middle. What does that take up?
You know, Kabbalah Shabbos.
Because Shabbos, there are fewer people.
But Kabbalah Shabbos, you use the Talmud.
Kabbalah Shabbos is not part of the Talmud. Yeah. No, no, but he says, in some shows, there's Dabbalah Shabbos in the front and Musaf in the middle. And the front and the side is up. And the front is up. I thought Musaf is more crowded.
Why
not? That's what it means. Could be. Lower. Lower, yes. A lot of shows with a slice with about 3 of that was lower.
Was that in nation? Was a pit like
it?
There's no davening. When did they make the Tatarim? That is on an elevated platform. Yeah, and where did the Chazan daven? Also.
Oh.
Oh, that's what they started at. We shared it right there. All over the place. Look at the Migdal Ha'ariz and a few others, right like that, that were all over in Spain. They used to have to daven, the Chazan daven on the thing, on the elevator.
Yeah.
The Adam HaKadosh, that's the table of the Yom HaKadosh. The Chazan Daven is right in front of the Yom HaKadosh. That's the closest thing. Out loud. And everybody's listening with him, so they have to make sure that they hear. Oh, so it's more important. So that's why you have to daven from the elevated platform. Quickly. Maybe by the Ashkenaz, and by the Ashkenaz, and everybody's daven on their own, so the Chazan just says the last night. That could be that that's the reason why. A chair. Yeah, that's why many shows.
Well, I can't get around to hear the right and the right in front
of the street. Yeah. Or Zambia was a new place to play? The shooting didn't mean anything? No bear, it wouldn't help if they dropped it from a platform.
It didn't make it
okay. So the Rebbe quotes another member from the same Rebbe, I guess. On the front of Shechavinus Rav, when you dalish manesh, you have to keep your feet together just like the malachim. Shemar v'aglehem, regal yishor, the angels don't have 2 feet. The person stands on 2 feet, that means he has an dependent. An angel only has 1 foot, he doesn't have 2 feet. So the angel only has what the Rebbe Shalom sends him to do, that's all he has to care to do. So when we dalish manesh, we demonstrate to our Kodesh Baruch Hu that we are not independent. We have no ability to stand on our own 2 feet, like we stand on 1 foot. We have no care to do anything. That's another thing. Raglayim, Red and Shah is straight that they have no knees.
What kind of logic
do you have in you should put his 2 feet together. In Martin, they should put his 2 feet together. In Yishalmi, the Rishon goes to Yishalmi also says you should have your feet together. But in Yishalmi, there's a machlekes why. The one opinion is like the Bavli, like the angels, that they only have this 1 foot. And the other opinion is like the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash, that they're not permitted. He says, what's out of the mouth? I'm not going to have stairs to walk up. The one denying when the Kohanim is walk on the floor, and the one says they're not permitted to take a Sphere Gaza. The Mishnah says we're super, but we always take a Sphere Gaza, a very tiny... Right. They said we put the back of the 1 foot next to the toes of the other foot. So according to that opinion in Yisham, when you keep your feet together, that's not going to be mamish together. You should be near each other. You shouldn't be spread apart, far apart. They should be near each other, they can decide what. We are not like the Babli. But that's not enough. That's the Tavki Raglan Revolution. Rabbi Yen, of course, another practice of some people when they dive into they keep their feet together like a V shape. Like chicken feet that are split. So there's a part that goes that part that can not be that the Malachim the Kapego. Rabbi Yen rejects it. Rabbi Yen rejects it because that's not proper. There's a character that she should have 2 feet together, not like a Z. They should be long and stay together, they should be together like 1 foot. A lot of people do that, that's the Havan meaning that I've been here. And the Shulchan Aruch says that we don't accept that opinion. Another member being here to Dami. What does it mean, Lo Adam? That's very positive. What does it mean? So what does it mean? The Rambam Chumash has a whole shot that the Goyim used to have a superstitious practice in Shech Tabein that they would collect a pool of blood and they would start having a party around the blood to get some supernatural prayers out of the blood or something. The Rambam claims that the truth is some kind of a superstitious practice. Or the Gemara says in Sahasra, Vasaf La Adam is the Yisr, not to be a Benzer or Vasaf La Achila HaMaviyah L'Gaydah. The child steals money from his parents, and he eats both of the Yayin, and he grows up to become a
Benzer.
Vasaf La Achila HaMaviyah L'Gaydah. Yeah, Vasaf La Achila HaMaviyah L'Gaydah. So what does Vasaf La Achila HaMaviyah L'Gaydah? So the Tukshat Menorishah means you shouldn't eat in such a way that you will turn out to become a murderer. Achila HaMaviyah L'Gaydah, you're going to murder others. Achila HaMaviyah L'Gaydah, you're going to get killed. Don't eat in such a way, don't eat both of the yard in such a way that you may turn out to become a Benzer and they're going to kill you. So that's the question, what's the Pshut HaShamnik? The Rabban claims Pshut HaShamnik is referring to the superstitious practice with the pool of blood and they would have a party around it in order to get some demonic kreches. And many Rishayim say no, the Rambam. And obviously so that the Pshut HaShamnik is referring to the Yisra of Benzer and And there's an additional level of interpretation the Gemara has here, and the Gemara has in Sanhedrin, Adas Tama Gimel, a whole series of additional interpretations in our post. But one of the many interpretations is, Losachlu Kanshet is Tavalu Al Bimchem. You're not permitted to eat before you die in Shachrit. Losachlu Al Hadam. It's forbidden to eat before you die in Shachrit. Oh, so that's what the Meiri in the end of the Messiah discusses that. So he says, according to the Rambam, that there's an obligation to daven once a day every day. So he says, we should learn the Pasuk Kipshuto. So that's Taka Drosha Gemurah Deraita. It's not Pshuto Shalmikra, but it's a Drosha. It's a Drosha Deraita that you have to daven once a day every day. And that's Tfilah, whether you want to daven Shachar, or a mincha or whatever, you're not allowed to eat before you've gotten that one tefillah. So we recommend you that you better drop in early in the day. That's one thing I did. But yes, and here he had money to all like the other Rishonim, that the one bad name, that tefillah is only there like the 8th Torah. There is no chiyuv to down and once a day every day. Yeah, but how does it fit in? If it goes not to eat before you daven, shakras, don't shut the spala on income. When you daven, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to maintain your life. So before you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your life, that he should continue keeping you alive, you shouldn't eat. But if it goes not to eat, before you become a Baruch Hu, so how does it fit into the drush? I don't know. That's what the meaning right. He holds that there's an issue that I should eat before... before creation, he calls it the Lamb, that's the Lamb of the Lamb, he holds that it's a drush ignore the right. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if you eat before davening, you don't get malchus. Even though you violate another, you wouldn't get malchus. But that's called a lash of the chlorin. So there are many additional prohibitions included in this passage, and this is one of the many. The Shabbos is going to be looked at these before the davening. You must eat with what? Yes, then it's not enough. If a person is sick and he won't be able to daven well, unless he eats something before him, so the eating enables him to daven. But then you're obligated to eat a little bit. After you eat a whole breakfast, you're obligated to have a little bit to eat to enable you to daven well. Oh no. So the Bab sheets before they are? Yeah. There's someone else, Al-Khayla, who will not be able to daven well unless he eats, and if he does eat, he will be able to daven well. Most of the time it's not that. Most people eat, if they're so sick, the eating is not going to help them. Other than adopt this, not help them. Either they don't need it. You're praying for yourself, yeah. On Shabbos, we also ask bakashas, but they're all ruchnias make a bakashas. They're not that. Yeah. I don't know. It's a good point, though. But Shulchan Aruch did assume that the din applies to Shabbos as well. A good kasha? I don't know. No. They're right, you don't have a right foot. I'm Rav Yitzchak, I'm Rav Yechon, I'm Rav Yechon, I'm Rav Yechon, why did the person violate this other? He ate before he died. How terrible is it? All of our cousins, right? The Pasuk speaks of him as follows, you know, you schlacht or achor ek yezecho. The Pasuk challenge you are throwing me behind your back, like I take something like a piece of junk. I throw it over my shoulder. Achor ek yezecho. God, it's a back. I think ek yezecho, I look yezecho. What does he mean? The truth is how this is also good, but the Gemara says, we read the Lashon Geyus, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achshel is dry as that. After he filled himself up and he took care of his own needs, keep along with Mach HaShemayim, then he takes care of my needs. Then he comes to me. So there's something in
this. He'd be like the Eri. But I do not. Which is all that from follow, right down to this thing. Mach HaKadosh Baruch Hu follow Al-Dumoy. Which is all that the Master Moses said, that's where the meaning gets it. Well, what is the most Christian Kabbalah?
No, Davening is also called Kabbalah from Mach HaShemayim.
Yes.
Davening from Mach HaShemayim is also considered Kabbalah from Mach No, so does that mean? Yeah, one week for taking care of any personal tzedakah. You're not permitted to take care of any person. Yeah. These are the rights of the Shafalah Lam Zongi. No, one who's not really a personal tzedakah, but to do other personal tzedakah, for sure, it's prohibited based on this part. Go to the Shafalah.
My mom is telling me, he was put away kudos for him because he didn't like a home.
Up until the end of Gimel Shur. That's how he talks until the end of Gimel Shur. He mentioned many times that Machloek is 2 days in the Mother Avraham, How do you calculate the Shoshua? Do you calculate from sunrise to sunset? Do you calculate from Alois HaShachar? The Seif comes. If you calculate from Alois HaShachar, the Seif comes, so it's going to be a little bit earlier than the other one. So Zimmer Gun holds the Kulis. He holds like that, it's in the Magen Avraham, the Kulis. If you go from the sunrise to sunset. And that's the Magen Avraham is not a little bit lechuma like the other day. You should always calculate a little earlier. It's done. Whenever he doesn't say to this, there's another question.
You
never say to this. How do you calculate? How do you calculate the Sefer Shulchan?
It says exactly what the Mishnah hits to that brachas, and standing on behalf of the brachas supports that chizus and hesitation of the Mishnah. Akram kamiyach lehim to kemish akar batayra. He can still say the kriyash ma'av and mevarak ush time of an eho, yachas le'achar reho.
Up to what kind of death
goes? So that's right. The Shulchan Aruch has a Mishnah book, goes to Machloek Yisrael Shem about this. Some Shem say it's only up until Zman Tzilo, and Zman Tzilo is up until the end of Dalet Shor. But you can daven Tzila up until Chatzilah. That's only to the end. But Chatzilah, you can daven Tzila only up until 12 Dalet Shor. That's a some part from some Shem home. You can only say the Brichas Kirishma for another hour. It's Megel Aluka. Let's say you daven at the 9:30 minyan in the Shtivo on Shabbos morning. So first month Kirishma this Shabbos is, I think, 9:05. So what if the person daven at the 9:30 minyan and he's not going to get to say the Brichas Kirishma The last of the month. And the Rambam sheet is that you can say the Birchas Kriyashma Kol Ayom, till Shkine, till the end of the day. So that's the Mishnah Brura does not come. But the Mishnah Brura quotes Achlof and Abshlem Nakuger, he was a Pesach here 100 years ago. And he quotes like that, Abshlem, it's all the top things up until Chatzim. I think so. The Mishnah Brura quotes Abshlem Nakuger, he says it's the Machlegit of the Shoy. And he's Machli, and the little sheet, up until Chatzim, you can say the Birchas Kriyashma. And after Chatzim, it's not, not like the Rambam.
Yes.
What do you mean if a person recites Kriyat Shema after Dalet Shor is like his Shishrat Matar Batera? And if he recites Kriyat Shema after the Zman, he's not Yaitu the Mitzvah Kriyat he's only Yaitu the Mitzvah Kal Matar. But if he recites Kriyat Shema the Zman, he said not only is he Yaitu the Mitzvah Kal Matar, he's also Yaitu both. That's the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema in addition to being Yaitu the Mitzvah of Kal Matar. So that's something I'm always saying. I'm not Kriyat Shema the Yaitu the If a person recites Kriyat Shema the Zman on, the correct Zman, before the Zman is up, he gets more reward. It's greater Yerushim and Yerushim Batayrus. The greater thing than some person will learn. How do you know? The Yitzhak, he says in the Mishnah, if he recites Kriyat Shema after the Zman is up, then he's only left on the third. That's why he can infer. The third year also, he can get more, about more. He's a daughter. He goes to the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema in addition to being the Mitzvah of Kamsa. It was a start of Mishnah. Mishnah has a machlekes b'shana mitzvah. How do you interpret the pasuk b'shach b'cha ulz in kumecha? The b'sham is obviously you have to recite Kriyat Shema twice a day. The b'sham is of the opinion for erev when it comes myrus time kolodim yatzav yekrisha leidah. And you recite Kriyat Shema in a reclining position. Uba b'iker, and in the morning when you say Kriyat Shema shal shachar, you have to stand up. Yama, shenema b'shach b'cha in a reclining position, uba kumecha. Well, the Kabbalah Adam, no. There's no position required at all. You can recite Kabbalah Adam, Kodesh Yudak. You can recite Kriya Shema, whatever position you happen to be in. How do you know Shema Abba Rashi Chavadera? As you're walking, you can say Kriya Shema. The mother says later on that prosecution, you have to stand still. In order to be able to read the Chavadera. But the rest of the Parashat Rishono, you can recite while you're walking also. So what do you do? Bishop will hold Shema Abba Rashi Chavadera. There's non-Kriya Shema. Doesn't tell you what division you should be in. Hey, that's exactly what we were discussing the first two Mishnayim. And then it says that when is the earliest man of Krishna, when is the latest man, Shashacha, Shalav, and so on. This man depends on the Shosh of the Yodim, normal people, and the Miyut in the Yodim, and not the Yodim, and not the Yodim, and not the Yodim, and not the we were discussing what is this man. That's the Machlokes of Shama and Bishu. The Tarek of the Shama says, and you've done this in the first Tarek, but from the Tambi Dei Dei Shama, well, let's talk there, various Tanayim. Various Tanayim were from Talmud of Beisham. The good Talmud of Beisham, he called Beisham as a opinion. But even though they were, the Gemara says, even though Beisham were outvoted, what you mean if you have a machlekes Yochid Berat? So Yochid Berat, Mahalach and Kirat. Define that besides everybody else is concerned. What about the Yochid? Does the Yochid have to give in and follow the Rat? And he say, no. Didn't he? Didn't he agree? So he has the right to follow his own opinion. Now, he's a Talmud of the, he's a Talmud, he doesn't have any opinion. But he's a Talmud of the Yochid. So does he have to give in? So the Gemara has a Machlokes at the end of the first Eretz in Yevamim. He said, Osa Beishami Kidivayim, Olay Osa Beishami Kidivayim. Did Beishami have the right to continue following the Rosh Shita? Shammai, or the Beishami, or the followers of Beishami? Are they allowed to follow their Shita? And the Gemara says, Yochid Ram, I go to others. This is not specifically Talmud of Beishami, not specifically Talmud of Beishami. But he's saying, no, that even the Balek look to themselves, even the Talmud have to come. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Osher Beisham and Kibizeh. That there's no problem of what he's going to do, and there's no problem of Achav Rav Nahakar. The Ikatin is that every person has to follow his Rebbe. If his Rebbe is entitled to an opinion, sometimes the Rebbe is not entitled to an opinion, but if the Rebbe is entitled to an opinion, everyone has the right to follow his Rebbe, even if his Rebbe happens to be in the minority of you. If you don't have any specific Rebbe, you go to try to figure out who you're going to follow, and you follow 10 different Rabbis, and I follow this one, that one, so then you have to follow the majority. So then you can't follow the Shinto Tayyar, but if I always follow the Shama, as all of a sudden, Mark says, how do you know that also the Shama is going to be there? So here's Mishnah, Omer you see both out there, he was traveling on a highway, he takes the Likrish to give you the Shama, and he decided creation of Shalag, he says, nice, I'll tell you, he was even lying there, because he followed Beis Hamashiach, he was from the Talmud of Beis Hamashiach. And also Beis Hamashiach said, he always followed their Shita. This is kind of the accident, he didn't say Halistim, it was a Sakonis Mephoshes, and he put himself into danger in order to observe that this. That's according to Beis Hamashiach, you say Krishna at night, not leaning down, you say Krishna in the morning, not sitting down. You say, not yet, you say. Some of them, tell him, you cannot get to the Shemusa. Okay, so the well, what's the deal if it's Shnikola Sakana doesn't? Sakana doesn't need it. Sakana Sakosh is knowledge. You have to want to know what his life into Sakana
Sakosh. Where is the Sakana? You think Krishna is genuine or you should make it
that way? You say that way.
That makes it good.
Yeah, so lay down. I thought he was going on the highway. He would go by to it. Like this, he lays down. Somebody didn't kill him. How come he didn't know?
Yeah.
Not necessarily. If you send your children to learn in a book in yeshiva, they're not machalim. The common thing, the Gemara has a lot of times taken about a chacham who is the son of another chacham, does he necessarily reflect his father's shita or no? The Gemara says he learned by different rabbi. Except every rabbi
shita.
Huh? Yeah, it's rabbi also, that we know.
Yes,
but not every child is a talmud of his own father. He knew in advance, and nonetheless, it's a kind of the Yatsi. I knew that it was a little bit dangerous, and I knew that the Yatsi was the other way. And nonetheless, he chose to fulfill the mitzvah of Hakhila the way he was trained, like the Beishamai. So they gave him over there, and they said, Amr Lord, Kedai, the Yisra Bachu, the Yatsnecho, Shavata, Adira, the Yisra. That's the Shaila. What do you mean, Abba, the Yisra Bachu? He was from the Beishamai.
It's not the act of the Yehudi, the Kohen's Bishamim.
That's the Shaila. What did they say? כדאי להגיד לא יכול להסמך שעבר את העביר ידי סילו אם זה לא מייתי שם מי
Mark is going to discuss it on the next day. How do we finish?
That's the thing next week.
This week we lay two sentences. We lay Bayak Alati Kudai. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that you have to be so careful not to insult other people. You have to be careful. We have to train ourselves not to insult even things that are not people in order to get used to not insulting people. It says in Moshe when we say Kiddush. You say Kiddush, you're supposed to cover up the challah, but the challah should be insulted. Really, if you have bread and wine, you're supposed to say the bracha of the bread first, and then the bracha of the wine. But if you have to say Kiddush, you have no bread. You have to say the Kiddush before you eat the meal. So we cover over the bread, shalom, you're a pot for shalom. That's one of the reasons that the Rishonim say. What do you mean the pot is not caught? Because you're insulted. You better throw a vine, she's a pot. So we go out of our way not to insult the pot. In order to train ourselves, in order not to insult the other people, in order not to cause aggravation to other people. So that's what over here it says in the Shulchan Aruch, a minik from the Rishonim. Whenever you learn two sedras, you have to be careful not to be mechaber one sedra more than the other. So you have to give the same number of aliyahs to both sedras. So the Rishonim have a machlokes. The Achrenim have a machlokes is exactly what does that mean. So you know, most of the posts will say that you only worried about the Zion Kruis, the first seven aliyahs. The rest of the Aitzach is not necessary. So since there are seven main aliyahs, you have to divide the seven aliyahs in two. You have to give 3.5 from the first seven, 3.5 from the second seven. And that's why the minhag in most shuls is that you mechaber, you connect the first with the second seven, which would be, you start the Zion at the end of the first seven and you continue into the second seven. And then once you gave each seven 3.5 aliyahs, then you can make all the Aitzach if you want. They're not going to feel jealous. I can feel jealous anyway, but we don't have to feel, we don't have to even put on a rack. That's you're going to feel jealous. And the Lavush, and the minority view, follows the Lavush, say no, that the Gabbai has to make up his mind and advance how many aliyahs he can, how many herself is he going
to make. To give more aliyahs.
Yes, so the Lavush claims he gives 7 aliyahs, he's going to make 13 herself. I'm sure the name like that. So Sakhar told him going to be 20 aliyahs, he has to give 10 and 10. And you start the second sedra with the 11th aliyah. There's not a lot of you have to be mechaber the two sedras with one aliyah. It's not a lot of the reason why you're mechaber is because you want to be mechaber the Rebbe. No, that each sedra you get three and a half. But that's the machlokes ha'chaim. So in the Mishnah Berurah it says that we pass from like the Rebbe ha'posi, like the Rebbe ha'chaim, that you only worry about the Zayin Kulim, you forget about the Rebbe ha'chaim. But because it's the Rebbe's opinion, that holds otherwise, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, used to recommend that on a week, on a Shabbos, when you have a kuparim, you shouldn't make any hachsos. In order that you shouldn't get involved in machlokes. If you don't make any hachsos, no machlokes.